Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening with the Highland Radio News at 5 o'clock. I'm Ryan Brawley. A look at this evening's headlines. Police in Derry are conducting inquiries following a report a suspicious device has been left in the Tullymore Road area of Kerrynearn. The passenger of a car was allegedly assaulted in Letterkenny after refusing to give a man a lift. 16 schools in Donegal are to benefit from a national package of €850,000 in Education for Sustainable Development funding. And today marks the final slowdown day before the new year, with enhanced speed patrols until midnight tonight. These stories in full and more coming up, and Kenny Harkin will be here with a sports update at around 5:15. But first, police in Derry are conducting inquiries following a report a suspicious device has been left in the Tullymore Road area of Kerrynearn. At this time, nothing untoward has been found. As searches continue, cordons have been placed at Elm Close and Ridgeway Drive. The local community centre is open for any displaced residents. The passenger of a car was allegedly assaulted in Letterkenny after refusing to give a man a lift. The incident occurred in the early hours of Saturday morning. Garda Grainne Doherty made an appeal for information on this morning's 9 till noon show.
Garda are investigating an alleged assault. This occurred at Lower Main Street, Letterkenny, in the early hours of Saturday the 20th of December, in and around 3:30 a.m. So two men were sitting in a parked car. At that location, a man approached their car. He requested a lift, and when he was denied the lift, the man then proceeded to assault the passenger of the car. So the injured man attended Letterkenny University Hospital to receive medical treatment for non-life-threatening injuries. We're appealing to anybody who might have witnessed this incident or who may have travelled to that location with a dash cam around that time to contact Gardaí in Letterkenny.
16 schools in Donegal are to benefit from a national package of €850,000 in Education for Sustainable Development funding. Under the programme announced by Education Minister Hildegard Nocton, almost €35,000 has been earmarked for the county. Cameron Clark has more.
Under the package announced by Education Minister Hildegard Nocton, 11 national schools across Donegal will share almost €27,000, while 5 post-primary schools will share almost €8,000. Schools will receive between €1,000 and €2,500 to support sustainability initiatives ranging from school gardens and outdoor classrooms to recycling systems, biodiversity projects, energy education and community-focused climate action. Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher says it's positive that 16 local schools will receive a combined €35,146 to advance sustainability projects that will benefit students, teachers and the wider community. He says schools are already leaders in environmental awareness and this funding will help them go even further in developing practical, hands-on projects that inspire young people to take action for a more sustainable future.
Today marks the final slowdown day before the new year, with enhanced speed patrols until midnight tonight. So far today, one motorist in Donegal has been noted by Gardaí for driving at excessive speed. They were found travelling at 113 kilometres per hour on the N15 in Kildrum, a 100 kilometres per hour zone. Breffni Clark has more.
184 people have been killed in road traffic collisions on our roads so far this year. That's 17 more than this time last year. In the latest figures just released by Gardaí, 5,300 drivers were detected for speeding offences last week alone. This initiative lasts until midnight tonight, as Gardaí are aiming to promote safe driving and reduce speed-related collisions. More than 2,000 checkpoints will be carried out nationwide, including drink and drug testing checkpoints and high-visibility patrols.
Gardaí are investigating two road collisions last week in which pedestrians were injured. Shortly after 6:30 on Wednesday morning, Gardaí attended an incident on the N14 at Drumcairn involving two pedestrians and a car. The pedestrians were brought to hospital for treatment for non-life-threatening injuries. The driver was unhurt. At 11:15 the following evening, there was a collision, a pedestrian and a car on the R236 at Maharaboy in Raphoe. The pedestrian was taken by ambulance to Letterkenny University Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The driver and passengers in the car were unhurt. Gardaí and Letterkenny are investigating both incidents and are urging witnesses or anyone with dashcam footage to come forward. Those living in fear of domestic and sexual violence are urged to seek out help this festive period. The National Rape Crisis Helpline will be open 24 hours a day for anyone who needs it this week. Locally, Letterkenny, Milford, Ballyshannon and Buncrana Garda stations will be open on a 24-hour basis. Meanwhile, the Donegal Women's Centre will be closed from today until January 5th. However, they have shared the details of emergency helplines, all of which is available on our website, highlandradio.com. Chief Executive of the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre, Rachel Morrow, says helpline operators are willing and ready to provide support.
It is open 24 hours. It's a first step to healing, and we can signpost on to further supports if that's what people want. But in those dark days where you are finding it difficult, there is somebody at the end of the phone who will say that they believe you, that they understand what you're going through.
Motorists in Donegal are being warned of a continued increased Garda presence on the roads over the Christmas period as their annual road safety campaign continues. On today's 9 till noon show, Garda Grainne Doherty told Greg Hughes there have been a number of detections in the county. She also appealed for information about dangerous driving on the N15 between Lifford and Stranorlar on Sunday night last.
Letterkenny Roads Policing Unit are investigating a number of dangerous driving incidents that occurred on Sunday the 21st of December in the Stranorlar area involving a red Volkswagen Jetta. So we're seeking dash cam footage from motorists who were in that area or who may have travelled between Lifford and Stranorlar between 8 p.m. and 9 p.m. on that date, Sunday the 21st of December. If anybody travelled in the area of the Glebe in particular and Stranorlar on that date with a dash cam between 8.15 and 8.30 p.m, we're asking them to please contact us. Our Christmas Road Safety campaign is going on. It began on Monday 1st of December and it continues until Monday the 5th of January. This year's Christmas and New Year Road Safety Appeal focuses on the dangers of driving under the influence of alcohol and the devastating loss of life and serious injuries that that can cause. So over the past week within the Donegal division alone, there have been 5 arrests for suspected drink driving offences and 3 for suspected drug driving offences.
Gardaí are investigating a number of incidents of criminal damage that have occurred over the past few days. They're appealing for witnesses and anyone with dashcam footage of the areas around the time of the events to come forward. With more, here's Donna Marie Doherty.
Firstly, on Saturday at around 6:30 a.m, an unlocked car on St Mary's Road, Buncrana, was entered. The vehicle had been rummaged through. Pizza was thrown around and the rear view mirror was broken off. In a separate incident on the same day at around 3:35 a.m, a yard in the Navanie area of Belle Buffet was entered by a man. He drove a teleporter around the yard, causing damage to it, the yard, a generator and the boundary fence. Meanwhile, in the early hours of Sunday morning, a van was damaged in Donegal Town. At 3:15 on Upper Main Street, the wing mirror of a parked van was removed and discarded further up the street. Finally, in the early hours of Sunday at around 12:30, 6 cars were damaged in Carnamugga Upper Letterkenny. The vehicles parked in the car park of the Nass Moor apartment block had both the front and rear windscreen smashed.
A suicide prevention charity is reminding people not to face their struggles alone this Christmas. Samaritans answered more than 30,000 calls and emails in December last year, with more than 800 on Christmas Day. Mental health concerns, loneliness and isolation, family and relationships were among the main concerns raised by callers. Executive Director of Samaritans Ireland, Sarah O'Toole, says people can ring at any time.
Even if your mobile phone has no credit, you will be able to get through to Samaritans. And also the number doesn't show up on your phone bill. So if you need that safe space to talk to someone, Samaritans are there. We know many helplines close over Christmas. So Samaritans is open. Even when others have to close, we're always here each and every day.
The Samaritans helpline can be reached at 116 123. Ukraine's president says the terms of a draft peace deal with Russia meet the majority of his country's demands. The US is leading negotiations aimed at bringing an end to the ongoing conflict. Meanwhile, Ukraine has accused Russia of targeting power infrastructure in the latest airstrikes, which killed at least 3 people. Ukraine correspondent with France 24, Emmanuel Shays, says people are feeling sceptical about a peace deal with Russia.
There's very little faith here in Ukraine that Russia would even respect whatever treaty, whatever ceasefire would be agreed upon. And more so before we even come to the point of a ceasefire, of a peace agreement, which, of course, every Ukrainian would love to live in peace. But the thing is that Russia hasn't respected those agreements and Ukrainians have simply very little faith in whatever comes out of the mouth of Vladimir Putin or his spokespersons.
Six of the routes on Donegal County Council's winter programme will be gridded from 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, with temperatures predicted to fall below freezing in western parts of the county tonight. The routes are Killit East and West, the Rosses, Stranorlar West and Donegal West and North. The map showing the routes is available on highlandradio.com. The government is being accused of lacking the ambition and political will to deliver more social and affordable housing. Sinn Féin's Eoin Óibrin says investment needs to be doubled from 5 to 10 billion euro after a report from the Department of Housing shows the annual target of 10,000 new-built social homes will not be achieved this year. Just over 3,100 were delivered up to the end of September. Deputy Óibrin says the figures are not good enough.
Look at the affordable housing, because the minister hasn't commented on that in his press release yesterday. Only 900 affordable rentals and less than 600 affordable purchase homes. I mean, is it any wonder that so many young people are considering emigrating or forced to live at home?
The National Library of Ireland have acquired letters from a Donegal family dating back to the 1860s. The correspondence is mainly from Neil and Cornelius McMonagall, who emigrated to the United States, and their mother in the Gaeltacht region. Cronan O'Devlin, head of special collections at the National Library of Ireland, has given insight into what it was like for families in Donegal during that period.
They give a real sense, first of all, of the precariousness of the connection. You know, when families are separated, that desperation of trying to sort of reach out again and make contact when they've gone across the ocean. And also how unbelievably connected they are, because Anne, the mother, in her letters is writing about other members of the family who are seeking passage out to the United States. And I suppose Cornelius was the first, I think, who went out there. He went to a place called Lucerne in Philadelphia, and that seems to be the base that a lot of them were sort of heading for. And actually that's where the 52nd Regiment was formed from, around that Lucerne area. So they all seem to be very much connected, and it's very, very, very interesting, because it's a level of connectedness that you probably wouldn't think about in this day and age.
It is 12 minutes past 5 here in Highland Radio. Kenny Harkin will be here with a sports update after these.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports, with great gift ideas for everyone on your list this Christmas, in-store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It is 5:15 here in Highland Radio, and for the final time, we join Kenny Harkin, who's at the sports desk.
Thanks, Ryan. We'll start with soccer, and Arsenal and Crystal Palace have one more game to complete before Christmas. They meet in the quarterfinals of the EFL Cup tonight, with the winner going on to face Chelsea in the new year. Both sides were in Premier League action on Saturday night. Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta says his team are used to dealing with the busy festive schedule.
Starting till February at least is going to be like this, so we are used to it, face it. We have a beautiful opportunity to go into the semi-final of our competition, so we'll be ready.
Elsewhere, Liverpool manager Arne Slot expects Alexander Isak to be out for a couple of months after fracturing his leg in Saturday's Premier League win at Tottenham. The £125 million striker was injured while scoring against Spurs and underwent an operation yesterday. Slot is not happy with how it happened.
This was, for me, a reckless challenge, the tackle of Van de Ven. If you make that tackle 10 times, I think 10 times, there's a serious chance that a player gets a serious injury.
Nottingham Forest manager Sean Dyche says he'll be encouraging his players to enjoy themselves responsibly over the next few days. He's given the squad Christmas Day off, with their next Premier League game not until Saturday lunchtime. Speaking at his pre-match news conference, Dyche was asked what his former boss, Brian Clough, would have made of it all.
Get the bands on the knee, have a lager if you wish to, but be prepared.
That's what I was after.
That's what he'd say. I know you were. You set me up nicely and I struck the ball off the tee nicely.
In rugby, Ulster have secured the services of forward Cormac Isuchuku until the summer of 2028. The Offaly man made the first of 44 appearances for the province back in 2021, while also earning 3 Irish caps. He's expected to be fit for Saturday's trip to Connacht, as a centre James Hume. But second row Charlie picked up a calf injury last weekend at Lansdowne Road and has been ruled out. Elsewhere, Jack Conan is set to miss Leinster's trip to Munster in the URC this Saturday. The back rower didn't play through a knee injury in their inter-pro win over Ulster last Friday, but he's now a doubt for the game in Thomond Park. In more positive injury news, Andrew Porter, Will Connors and Charlie Tector are available for selection this weekend. In Gaelic games, Matty Donnelly has committed to Tyrone for 2026, but doubts remain over the future of Peter Hart. Both former All-Stars and All-Ireland winners are now 35, and manager Malachy O'Rourke said he would love to have both in his squad. Chris Lawn, an All-Ireland winner in 2003, has left the backroom team due to other commitments. In darts, there's plenty of Irish interest in the final day of the World Darts Championships action before the Christmas break. Derry's Daryl Gurney has been defeated by Callan Ridds by 3-2 in the second match of the afternoon session. This evening, Limerick's Willie O'Connor faces three-time champion Michael Van Gerwen, while world number 11 Josh Rock plays Joe Comito in tonight's final match. Former world champion Gary Anderson, he also features tonight at Alexandra Palace. Elsewhere today, Ryan Meikle defeated Johnny Tata by 3-2. Jermaine Watamina also defeated Scott Williams by 3-2. But former champion Peter Wright, he has been defeated by Arno Merck by 3-0. Finally, for this evening, Highland Radio's Sports Review of the Year is on this Sunday, the 28th of December, from 2 o'clock. We'll be looking back at the biggest local stories coming out of the sporting world in 2025, a show that's not to be missed. That's it from the sports desk for today, and indeed, it's our final bulletin before Christmas. So from the Highland Radio sports team, it's a happy Christmas, and for myself, I'd just like to say thanks to everyone involved in Highland Radio. For myself, it's goodbye, and back to Ryan.
Thank you very much, Kenny.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports, now stocking the new Donegal GA jersey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
And Oisin Kelly joins us in the newsroom.
Yeah, just before Kenny leaves the studio for the final time, this was his last bulletin. Kenny, we'd just like to wish you all the very, very best. You depart the Highland family after over 20 years of service with the sports team. You've been an integral part of it. You genuinely are one of the nicest guys to meet and to work with. So thanks for everything, and the very, very best of luck. We wish you all the best in the future, Kenny. You'll be missed around here.
Thanks very much, Oisin. I appreciate that.
All right, Ryan.
Thanks, guys. An act of kindness could make a difference to people's most vulnerable neighbours. That's the message this Christmas from Friends of the Elderly, which is calling on the public to support older people across the country who face spending the festive period alone. It's encouraging people to visit older relatives, have a chat, and check in with them. Deborah Costello is a spokesperson for Friends of the Elderly. She is urging those who are feeling lonely to reach out.
For many older people, they aren't going to have any visitors calling or family or phone calls or even a Christmas card. And that is why we are urgently need the public support this Christmas to meet the growing demand with the rise in the number of older people living in Ireland. What I would suggest to an older person, if they are feeling particularly lonely, would be to make that phone call into Friends of the Elderly. It's a very difficult thing to do, is to pick up the phone to make that conversation to say, I am lonely or I do need support. But believe you me, you're not alone. There are so many people who need that connection, and we're here for you.
A man in his 80s has died after being struck by a vehicle earlier this month in County Clare. He had been transferred to hospital after the incident in the Abbey Street area of Ennis on the 8th of December. He died on Monday. The coroner has been notified about a post-mortem examination, which has been completed, the results of which are not being made public. Gardaí are appealing for witnesses and investigations are ongoing. It's another busy day at Dublin Airport, with over 100,000 passengers expected to pass through the facility. This makes it one of the busiest days of the Christmas holidays. Over the course of the festive season, 1.8 million people will go through the airport. This grandmother was happy to see her daughter Emma and grandson Dahi there today.
The last time we saw him, he wasn't walking, so he's walking this time, so it's extra special now. He'll be up to all sorts of mischief, so he will, won't you, Dahi? Won't you?
And in the weather, tonight will be mostly cloudy with the odd spot of light rain or drizzle here and there. There will be some mist and fog too. Lowest temperatures of 2 to 6 degrees in mostly light, occasionally moderate northeasterly breezes. Tomorrow for Christmas Eve will be a mostly dry day. It'll start off cloudy with some mist in places. However, it'll brighten up with spells of sunshine throughout the day. Highest temperatures of 6 to 8 degrees with light to moderate northeast to east breezes. A look back on today's main stories. The passenger of a car was allegedly assaulted in Letterkenny after refusing to give a man a lift. The incident occurred in the early hours of Saturday morning. Garda Grainne Doherty made an appeal for information on this morning's 9 till noon show. She asked anyone with information or dashcam footage to contact Gardaí in Letterkenny. 16 schools in Donegal are to benefit from a national package of €850,000 in Education for Sustainable Development funding. Under the programme announced by Education Minister Hildegard Nocton, almost €35,000 has been earmarked for the county. Today marks the final slow down day before the new year, with enhanced speed patrols until midnight tonight. So far today, one motorist in Donegal has been noted by Gardaí for driving at excessive speeds. They were found travelling at 113 kilometres per hour on the N15 in Kedrum, a 100 kilometres per hour zone. And police in Derry are conducting inquiries following a report of a suspicious device that has been left in the Tullymore Road area of Curraghnearan. At this time, nothing untoward has been located. As searches continue, cordons have been placed at Elm Close and Ridgeway Drive. The local community centre is open for any displaced residents. That's all from the newsroom for now. We'll be back with headlines at 6 o'clock.
The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 23rd of December. The death has taken place of Eileen McKinney, 7 Marion Park, Buncrana. Remains reposing at her residence. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 10:30, going to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. The funeral service can be viewed online at churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Svetlana Krasnikova, formerly of Ukraine, lately of Mallintown and Bridgend. Her remains will repose at Kelly's Funeral Home today from 6pm to 8pm. Svetlana's funeral will take place at Kelly's Funeral Home tomorrow afternoon at 1, with interment afterwards in the parish of Clonsha Cemetery, Mallin. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of Blaine McCarran, Kelly's funeral directors. The death has taken place of Wee Barney McFadden, The Gap, Derry Reel, Falcarra. His remains are reposing at his late residence until rosary this evening at 9:30. House private, please, after the rosary and before the funeral, which takes place tomorrow at 12 noon in Holy Cross Church, Dunfanaghy, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The Mass can be viewed on mcn.live. The death has taken place of Fiona Higgins, Nae McGinley, 44, Glenotty Close, Letterkenny. Reposing at her home in Letterkenny until 10 o'clock this evening. Family time, please, at all other times. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11 in St. Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny. It can be viewed online on churchservices.tv, followed by interment in Conwell Cemetery. Family time, please, before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Oncology Unit, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of Pascal Blake, funeral director. And the death has taken place of Margaret Mallon, Nae Whirisky, Tony Lohr, Kilmacrennan. Reposing at her home. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11 in St. Columba's Church, Kilmacrennan, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to Orissey Donal Residence Comfort Fund, care of any family member. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.